But on a serious note, the situation at Park Tudor has exploded all over social media and got a lot of people talking. On our live line is Dr. John Daves. He is the Director of Diversity and Inclusion at Park Tudor's upper school, which is high school. He got his undergraduate at Susquehanna University, his master's at Colgate University, his PhD at the University of Maryland. He came to Park Tudor from the prestigious Phillips Exeter Academy in New Hampshire, and he's on our live line. Doc, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Amos. It is good to talk to you.
So, where did, first of all of this break down that you got a food service operator and they can go off and do their thing and not know that they were doing something that violated Park Tudor's own strong statement about diversity and inclusion?
Well, that's the history is that this menu started within the Multicultural Association dinner.
Okay.
And the lesson that we are taking from this and the community is using to have a frank and honest discussion about diversity is historical and cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
So within the historical and cultural context of the Multicultural Association dinner is what you're really celebrating through the food, the survival of the black community and the ingenuity of the black community within a specific event and dinner.
So you were let me make sure the audience understood. So the Park Tudor community, and you have a multicultural committee that, and you all had a dinner that involved students and parents and the Park Tudor community celebrating black. When was this dinner? Was this dinner this month?
No, the dinner had happened throughout for several years.
Okay.
And then that had somewhat ended. But the dinner then moved into the lunch menu, and that is when the problem occurred because it had been taken out of the cultural and historical context and then placed as part of Park Tudor's celebration of Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Which it really had never been intended to be as a representation of how Park Tudor celebrates diversity and Black History Month.
So, John, let me see if I understand what you're saying. Is that what Park Tudor does is you have a multicultural committee as part of Black History Month and just sort of showing the sort of historical origins of a lot of these particular foods, because as we all know, slaves back then did not necessarily, get the first of picking. So folks did a really good job of exercising their ingenuity, working under adverse conditions, and sort of surviving. But that's not what. But somehow something got lost in the translation, and it ends up on the lunchroom menu.
Correct, and it ends up on the lunchroom menu without that historical and cultural context, and then it appears as though we are celebrating Black History Month only through this menu. And the students were upset, some African-American students were upset because they did not think that the menu in any way was a reflection of where Park Tudor is on diversity and what we've been doing as a community in terms of diversity now and what we plan to do in the future.
We're with Dr. John Daves. He is the Director of Diversity and Inclusion at Park Tudor Schools. One of the things that did not come out, and we tried to find it yesterday and did not get a good job finding it out, what were some of the activities going on in the Park Tudor Schools during Black History Month?
Well, there's been internal and external things that we've been doing at Park Tudor. And I'll begin with some of the external firsts
mm-hmm.
that we've done in terms of Black History Month and things that we've done recently. So we had a MLK presentation in the upper school. Both students and teachers involved in planning and presenting that presentation. We had sent several students to a people of color conference, a student diversity leadership conference in Washington, D.C., And they came back and reported to members of the Board of Trustees, the head of school, influential administrators, senior administrators on campus, as well as influential teachers. And we had not, we had always sent students to this conference, but this was really the first year that they presented to that group of influential members of our community, and has also planned for them to present to the entire student body, as well as to attend a board meeting and a faculty meeting.
Mm-hmm. What other things are done? Because one of the things as it relates to whether it's Black history, Hispanic history, Asian history, women's history, is integrating accomplishments of those groups in the context of the subjects you speak of. Now, granted, the Park Tutors Upper School, which is the high school, is state accredited, so you guys do the ECA and the diploma things and what have you. Your middle school and your lower school, which is the elementary and middle school, are not state accredited, so you guys don't have to deal with the I-STEP thing, but you teach a very rigorous curriculum. So how do you, in the course of teaching a rigorous curriculum, include diversity? So if you're talking about science, it includes scientific accomplishments of men and women of color. If you're talking about history, the accomplishments of people of color in history, so that it's not in a special month, it's a part of how American history or world history has been, or science has been done.
Well, I'm so happy that you brought that up, and I'll start by talking about some of my experiences working with those issues.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to be able to create an Exeter Diversity Institute at Phillips Exeter Academy for American history teachers and American literature teachers, and the teachers came from all over the world to attend the conference. And Park Tudor sent three teachers to the conference. And we covered all of the issues that you mentioned. We covered the Asian model minority construct.
Mm-hmm.
We covered not only African-American experiences in America, but Africans' experience in America. We covered feminism in American literature and American history in the conference. And we then started to talk about issues of sexuality and the intersections of these various groups as it relates to the racial hierarchy within American society. And we covered that in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I come from, and I'm fortunate enough to be adopted by a family of educators that dates back to before the Civil War. So I was raised on W.E.B. Du Bois's definition of double consciousness and having to see yourself through the eyes of others. And that's one of the approaches to diversity that we are implementing within the cultural fabric and the curriculum of Park Tudor School. And we're in the process of doing that now. One of the things that I also do is I head a diversity committee, which is made up of influential faculty members and administrators throughout the entire school. So not just the upper school, but the middle school and the lower school. And the lower school has already had two meetings of lower school teachers about how do we implement issues of diversity within the lower school curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended one of those meetings, and I was so pleased to see how eager and hungry the lower school teachers are in training about how to teach diversity within the curriculum in the lower school. And I was so pleased to be able to be a part of that conversation. In the middle school, there's a wonderful advisory program where each advisory meeting, they have questions that they come up with, and then the teachers facilitate conversations about diversity, as well as a curriculum that deals with those issues. And in the upper school, we have been doing group presentations on interdisciplinary courses and how we teach the issues of diversity across disciplines, and how we are able to sort of form conversations among disciplines in our classrooms so that the students are able to understand issues of diversity within and beyond the gates of Park Tudor School.
John, let me ask you, with all the energy and work and effort that you folks are doing to promote diversity and not just, you know, 1 month or 1 day, I guess the question for me is, how does a menu like this, you know, slip through the cracks without a principal or somebody saying, hey, you know, here's the menu for the week, is everything cool, and somebody not noticing, or how does something like this slip by, you know, a school of so many, you know, smart people?
Well, I think this is the real issue and problem and the mistake on our part, which is not having the conversation about historical and cultural context beforehand as it relates to food, as it relates to this situation at hand. Because we are keenly aware now that this has been going on, and we found out from students. And I'm just so pleased that when they approached us in a very mature manner, that we were ready to listen and look at this mistake as an opportunity to really see where we are and where we need to be as a school.
Let me ask you, the White House has just issued a proclamation talking that March is Irish American Heritage Month. So, you know, what things have you put in place to make sure that the Apollo Food Service doesn't just
drop off corned beef and cabbage and say, here you go?
Well, one of the conversations that I had in my class, and I'm promoting that we have in other classes, and the students presented this to members of the board, the head of school, senior administrators, and influential faculty recently, is the difference between ethnicity and race.
Mm.
Now, when you're talking about ethnicity, you're talking about where you come from, Ireland, Poland, Italy. But when you're talking about race and food, you're really talking about a history of oppression and survival. And that's a totally different conversation, and the kids were really able to articulate the differences between the two.
That's an important method of
really starting to see the similarities and the differences when we talk about race and ethnicity.
How does this now become a teaching moment? Because obviously the Park Tudor community, you know, it's been on the news, it's out there in social media. How does the community and alumni make this a teachable moment?
Well, one of the things that we're very conscientious about at this point is making sure that it's not just a moment,
mm-hmm.
that this is an ongoing conversation, and that we are diligent and intentional and deliberate about how we implement diversity, not only within the classroom, but within the culture of our school, so that the kids are able to talk about and understand the meaning of Park Tudor's values in their daily lives.
Now, John, let me ask you real quick here to piggyback. One of the issues I've always had with any sort of diversity education is a lot of times that it's, you know, it's more in skin color than it is a thought and opinion. Because I've always been a firm believer that true diversity is not only people of different ethnic backgrounds, but even within those ethnic backgrounds, there's always been different schools of philosophical thought. Does Park Tudor do any of that? For example, highlight the philosophical discussions, you know, the W.B. Du Bois approach to empowerment versus Booker T. Washington, or a Malcolm X versus a Martin Luther King.
Yes. One of the English teachers that teaches AP 11th grade English for the first time this year did sort of a rhetoric composition unit on the similarities and differences between Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And I have taught in the past the differences and the similarities between W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington. Mm-hmm. And my students are currently reading about the Tuskegee Airmen and Ralph Ellison's collection of short stories, Flying Home. And that's an opportunity for them to see the diversity within the black community about how to respond to various forms of institutional racism throughout American history.
And one of the things is, as he's been talking, I've been scrolling through when you go to their website at parktutor.org, they've got, you know, all of the pictures of the faculty and the administrators. And so are there people listening that think that Dr. Daves is the only person of color on the staff at Park Tutor? That ain't it. In fact, I'm seeing there's some regular public schools got less diversity than what I'm seeing on the staff of Park Tutor. That doesn't count your football coach. Didn't even count him.
Yes, there is diversity here, and it is a more diverse faculty than other places that I've been fortunate enough to teach. And one of the things that's really important about the position that I'm fortunate enough to be in is that I am not just the director of diversity and inclusion. I'm an English teacher, and as of June, I will be the chair of the English department. So
Hello.
One of the things that Hello. I've been excited about is that the head of the school and the board of trustees created this position and recruited me to fulfill multiple roles within the community at Park Tutor, and the director of the middle school and the director of admissions is an African-American woman, Chance Hart.
All right. Well, Dr. John Davies, we wanted to, you know, the community to hear Park Tutor's side of this story, which... Let's put it this way. A whole lot of social media sites got a whole lot of hits and clicks. There's another teachable moment you can teach students.
And just next time, check the menu.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you have a great day.
All right, you too.